Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news today.
Witnessing in Afghanistan are but the prelude to what is coming to civilization near you. It's Monday, August 16th. The year is 2021. And as usual, InfoWars will exclusively reveal to the world exactly what's happening and why it's happening. And the fact that the collapse of Afghanistan is a deliberate globalist plan. We have all the evidence, we have all the admissions, and we also have history. What did retreating empires always do when they pulled out of an area? They would burn everything to the ground. It's called scorched earth. And after 20 years of so-called nation building, the decision has been made across the planet with the Great Reset to destabilize the world. And that's why the exact same forces during the Arab Spring, promoted by CNN and Google and the rest of the criminals, promoted the Muslim Brotherhood, the Wahhabist majority sect of Islam, to launch offensive operations all over Africa, the Middle East, Europe, and Asia. Central Asia, Southeast Asia, you name it. They launched them everywhere. From the Philippines to New York City, from the capital of California to the capital of Afghanistan, this group has been protected by the Saudi Arabians and others forever. It was set up by British intelligence over 100 years ago. Go back to Lawrence of Arabia. That's a true story, not just a Hollywood movie. And so just like there was the airlift of evil after 9/11, where over 100,000 Afghan troops were airlifted out of Kabul and the other main cities of Afghanistan by the U.S. military under orders, they've basically now been allowed back in with the spectacle of the collapsing civilization, so that in the very near future, U.S. forces will be forced to go back in yet again. And you will see the ongoing $2.2 trillion that has already been transferred to the globalist military-industrial complex look tame in comparison. The decision has been made to have a post-industrial world. But the globalists, while they implode something, always transfer the wealth and technology to themselves. This is also being done in the sick minds of the globalists that then blame Trump and wanted to pull out, but had a totally different plan of how to do that. And, of course, now communist China, that controls the puppet Biden and much of the globalist system, is moving in to take over, but not with force, but with economic deals. The United States is designed to be bankrupted. The same CIA that orchestrated this collapse is the same CIA that funds transgenderism and men and women's bathrooms and drag queen story time and Antifa, no borders, no wall, no USA at all. That's why everybody watches Jimmy Fallon and they say, yay, white people aren't the majority anymore. And they flash the applause and the white people clap. That's CIA. That's race-based politics. That's divide and conquer. So everyone's saying Biden's an idiot, Biden's a moron, Biden should resign. Biden is an idiot. Biden is a moron. Biden was not elected president. He should resign. But he's not running anything. This has all been done by design. Just like he didn't have to campaign. He just sits there at Camp David now at the swimming pool and plays Mario Kart while the globalists discredit and bankrupt America. This is all designed to destroy confidence in America while bankrupting us, while they then turn the security forces inward against the American people, declaring us terrorists.
For only 1 week, we're running Boost Your Body's Natural Defenses Super Sale. And we have the vitamin D3 gummies with calcium, 50% off, so essential for your immune system. Vitamin C, zinc, and rose hips, very strong formula. This is 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Now back in stock, just came back in yesterday. Very powerful pure turmeric extract tincture, not just for your immune system, but for inflammation and a lot more. And then, sold out for more than 6 months because of supply chain breakdowns. We finally have the activated charcoal toothpaste with a natural peppermint and so much more back in stock from Dr. Jones Naturals, and the mouthwash with the activated charcoal and essential oils is back in stock. These are great products. They're high quality and they fund the InfoWars. So thank you all for your support. Check them out today at InfoWarsStore.com. This sale runs for only 1 week. It is the Boost Your Body's Natural Defenses Super Sale. And another part of the sale ending is the privacy pouches for your cell phone.
Civilization has now been initiated. The globalists are consolidating control while they destroy the borders of what's left of the Western world. The collapse of Afghanistan will now send its estimated 5 million Afghan refugees into Europe, and the traitorous Pentagon leadership has already sent out an order to prepare for hundreds of thousands of Afghan refugees to be brought to Texas. All of this is completely and absolutely engineered. Biden was chosen because he was senile. He was chosen because he was doddering. He was chosen because he was corrupt. He was chosen because his son was a crackhead. He was chosen because he's a double agent of the communist Chinese. So they have full control worldwide, the globalists, to rub our noses in it and to let the world know America's gone and the power of the globalists is all there is now. This is the post-industrial world. This is the plan. When you see all the major foundations and all the major universities and the CIA TV commercials and the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff and the Secretary of Defense say, white people are bad. And people that question lockdowns are terrorists. And people that question elections are terrorists. And we're going to get you. That is what you do to turn the people against the military and the police. Now, of course, morons like Austin and Milley were put there because they're unpatriotic, self-aggrandizing cowards and don't even know what they're doing. They actually believe this is some utopian communist takeover they're heading up, when really it's designed to destroy the country forever and rip us into pieces so we collapse. This is sabotage. It's the entire global government project. And America must go down and fall before the world will then be forced to embrace the technocracy of the New World Order global government. Remember Milley just a couple months ago? He goes, I want to know about white rage. I want to know why white people, because they hate black people. That's the talking points. I want to know why they attacked that Capitol. Jimmy Fallon came out and said, hey, white people aren't the majority anymore. And they flashed the applause sign. Everybody went, whee! Mainly white people. Actually taught that being white is bad. Wow. You thought that was just at the universities? Who runs the universities? Who enforces what the big foundations want? Who set up the CIA, the big foundations? Who heads up the CIA? The former head of the Carnegie Endowment for Peace. And boy, there'll be peace when you're all dead. The CIA is a vestigial British Empire system designed to destabilize and enslave everyone and annihilate culture and civilization. The reverse of what the British Empire was until the globalists got control of it about 150 years ago. And this is the plan. And I'm very frustrated. We put the live show headline up for folks. I'm very frustrated that, again, I'm talking to all these very smart military people. I'm talking to all these other folks. I'm reading all the opinions and all the ideas out there. And almost no one gets. Almost no one understands that this is a tried and true plan that is being carried out. So there's your headline. InfoWars has exclusively learned that Joe Biden is purposely collapsing Afghanistan. Tune in to learn why. All this is part of the larger Great Reset Global Destabilization operation. The most censored man in the world delivers critical intel globalists do not want you to hear or share. And again, I'm not up here saying, oh, I'm so smart. You better listen to me. We've proven we know the enemy battle plan. It's all right there in front of you. It's historical, and it's happening now. Burn down the cities, call it mostly peaceful. Defund the police, murder rate triples nationwide, call it mostly peaceful. Have our military be forced to take deadly shots so the good people are kicked out, and then put generals in that say white people are inherently bad to further discredit the U.S. military. All of this is done scientifically. They tell you one thing one day, another thing the next day, to make you lose faith because you're going to believe it's the U.S. government. That's not the U.S. government. That's not the descendant of George Washington. That is a political minion of the New World Order and of David Rockefeller and Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates. That is a literal enemy to demoralize you. It's not America that did this. It's them. You want to blame America? It's the fact that we let them do it. But they're the conscious ones of it. So here's Biden back in July. And then he made similar comments just last week that there's not going to be any Hanoi moment. There's not going to be any helicopters on the roofs. There's not going to be any scenes of hysteria. And I'm telling you, I'm somewhat a scholar of history. It's so interesting. I've studied, read a few books, and watched a lot of documentaries about the fall of Saigon, saying Hanoi. I mean, a Freudian slip. I wish it was the fall of Hanoi. And we see all this unfolding. So here is Biden saying we're not going to have a Vietnam moment like we saw in 1975, in 2021, and he said it a month ago, and he said it a week ago, knowing full damn well that when they did what they're doing now, that indeed this would happen. And when the Taliban loaded the highways up, just like Saddam did in 1991, and got all their armored vehicles they captured that had been given to them, just like Obama gave them all weapons in the Arab Spring, that they could all be killed on those highways and their entire Taliban force wiped out. But they knew it wasn't a setup. So they drove in from all over the country in big, long, 5-10 mile long convoys that could have all been easily destroyed. But no, that didn't happen because they had to be given the victory. When we come back, I'm going to play you that clip of Biden that they're trying to disappear everywhere that's so important, where he says, no way they're going to take the country over. But just remember, there's thousands of data points that I know 100% this was done on purpose, but let me just explain this. Remember the Arab Spring? Turns out 10 years ago when I covered Bilderberg Group north of London at a bizarre transhumanist hotel where they were meeting, had all these sculptures of skeletons merging with machines, that they planned at that event how to launch the Arab Spring a year later. And how to fund al-Qaeda to take over Syria, Libya, and other areas, overthrew our allies in Egypt, blew up hundreds of churches. That was done by big tech and the globalists and the criminal cabal that's basically like Spectre from a James Bond movie. That's what it is. That's where Ian Fleming created these secret corporate groups manipulating countries against each other for chaos, power, and control, and destabilization. That's because that's really who this group is. It's literally Klaus Schwab with the cat in his lap. His grandfather from the top Nazis. That's art imitating life, not life imitating art. And so they funded the Arab Spring that killed millions of people and destabilized all of Africa once North Africa fell and destabilized the Middle East. And now what's happening again, ladies and gentlemen, the same thing. They took $2.2 trillion out of the taxpayer money. They built up the infrastructure, which they're now handing over to the communist Chinese. The bridges, the highways, the roads, the communications, the weapons. And they left it all there on purpose for the Taliban. So they can now organize new land routes into Russia and into Eastern Europe. And the globalist invasion can accelerate. That's why they did the Arab Spring to begin with, was to take out the borders of Western and Southern Europe. Now they're taking out the rest of the borders. They're using the Afghans as a weapon system like they've done since the 70s.
Would you like to breathe in freedom wherever you go? Now you can with the Amulet Shield. Based on space-age technology, the Amulet Shield emits positive ions and surrounds you with a forest-fresh scent wherever you go. Roaming big box stores, riding stuffy elevators, or waiting in long lines, the Amulet Shield hangs around your neck and runs 24 hours when fully charged. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Find the Amulet Shield at ProjectPillowTalk.com or call 877-289-7439. No, the Amulet Shield will not kill, cure, or heal anything except fear of not being able to breathe in freedom. So call or click today, ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. That's ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Currently established federal laws that govern dietary supplements do not allow us to diagnose or treat any medical condition.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Woe to you, O earth and sea, for the devil sends the beast with wrath, because he knows the time is short. Let him who hath understanding reckon the number of the beast, for it is a human number. Its number is 666.
I lived alone. My mind was blank. I needed time to think, to get the memories from my mind. What did I see? Could I believe that what I saw that night was real and not just fantasy? Just what I saw.
Welcome back, my friends. I'm Alex Jones, your host, and we're witnessing the destruction of civilization in real time. And every time you watch them collapse society by design, or release a virus by design, or give you poison vaccines by design, you ask, why would they do that? Well, you have to go read why they do that. They say they're depopulating you. They say it's survival of the fittest. They say they are acting as the predator, like the Bengal tiger, and you are the little deer that is stupid and doesn't protect itself, so you deserve to die. And so we see the shocking images of particularly young people, looks like teenagers, probably sex slaves, trying to escape, you know, Afghanistan. They estimate roughly 90% of the men have sex with boys. I mean, if you have sex with an adult man, that's punishable by death. They shoot you or stone you or hang you. But if you have it with a child, it's good. So that's, I'm seriously, so it's a bunch of, it's like 12, 13-year-olds hanging on to the engines of the plane, not knowing that when the Galaxy Transport takes off and is going 300, 400 miles an hour, 500 miles an hour, they're going to fall off. And then there's the images of them falling off and smacking the concrete and falling through houses. We're not going to show you any of the actual video and photos of them hitting the ground, but we will show you the video of them falling out of the side of the airplane to their deaths. And, of course, we have the Taliban al-Qaeda leader declaring their wondrous victory. There'll be lots of boys to rape tonight in Kabul and in Kandahar. But right now, let's go ahead and go to that Saigon moment. 1975. Here is there's actually five or six of these clips from July and early August. But here's just a smattering of some of the clips from July 8th at the press conference with the aviator wearing puppet in chief telling you that everything's going to be absolutely wonderful in Afghanistan.
Is a Taliban takeover of Afghanistan now inevitable?
No, it is not. Because you have the Afghan troops have 300,000 well-equipped as any army in the world and an air force against something like 75,000 Taliban. It is not inevitable.
Some Vietnamese veterans see echoes of their experience in this withdrawal happening. Do you see any parallels between this withdrawal
would happen
in Vietnam with some people feeling...
None whatsoever. Zero. What you had is you had entire brigades breaking through the gates of our embassy. Six, if I'm not mistaken. The Taliban is not the North Vietnamese army. They're not remotely comparable in terms of capability. There's going to be no circumstance where you see people being lifted off the roof of a embassy of the United States from Afghanistan. It is not at all comfortable.
And Mr. President,
how serious was the corruption among the Afghanistan government to this mission failing there?
First of all, the mission hasn't failed yet. There is in Afghanistan, and all parties, there's been corruption. The question is, can there be an agreement on unity of purpose? What is the objective? For example, it started off with wanting to be negotiations between the Taliban and the Afghan National Security Forces and the Afghan government. That didn't come to fruition. So the question now is, where do they go from here? That the jury is still out. The likelihood there's going to be the Taliban.
Wow, ladies and gentlemen, just simply insane to witness that and to know that he's a puppet. He doesn't know what's going on, but the handlers are now going to slowly destroy him, and CNN is now putting out images. So is the New York Times. Owen Schroyer pointed this out last night. I hadn't noticed it, then I noticed it once he pointed it out everywhere, of like real close where he cut himself shaving and a booger hanging out of his nose and him looking all crazy. Before, they were trying to basically filter all that out. Now he's terrible. Now he's a bad guy. Now it's all his fault. Because they're going to then maneuver in the next few months to try to bring somebody else in. And you're like, well, that'll discredit the country. That'll hurt the stock market. Now you get the idea. We're being maneuvered towards the final collapse, but they're going to blame a whole host of other reasons for it. COVID and terror attacks and, oh, people questioning the election and Joe Biden. But it'll never be the big mega banks. It'll never be people that make Bernie Madoff look like a saint. And how do I know all this? Because they telegraph all this in their white papers and their books. I mean, it's all in Klaus Schwab's books. It's all in Bill Gates' statements. I said 15 months ago, when Bill Gates was on three different shows, I saw, we played the clips here, and I said, mark my word, hopefully the archivists can find this, 14, 15 months ago, he was on Colbert, he was on CNN as well, on Fareed Zakaria, and one other show, NBC. And he said, listen, COVID's just a drill. It's not really a threat. Schwab said this too the next week. They all follow talking points. They love to tell their own people what they're doing. It's all like a joke on us. He goes, but soon terrorists are going to get a bioweapon. And he slipped up in one interview and he said, and they're going to incubate it. He loves to brag, little psycho demon. And he goes, and then it's going to be much, much worse. It could kill hundreds of millions of people. Remember that? And Colbert got real excited and was squirming around because he hangs out with Podesta and them as well. He's a real sicko. Colbert's really a sicko. He's right up there with him. And so I went on air and I said, oh my God, that's in all the literature that once you take this vaccine, it'll make you slough and shed the virus and give it to people. That's a scientific fact. I have a stack of news articles right here admitting it. And so, see, we're the terrorist. We're the disease. And so we are going to incubate the virus that then actually kills a bunch of people. And now half the people I know are currently sick with COVID. And they go get tested and they're COVID positive. Can you imagine what the winter is going to be like? When it was fake before, it's a real virus they made, gain of function, so you test positive. Hurt some people that didn't have vitamin D or C or any virus will. But see, they had to own the virus so they could create the vaccine, knowing that they'd already tested it, that vaccine is what will then devastate those that take it and then turn them into a bioweapon lab to then release that on everybody else. We're going to get back into Afghanistan and take your calls and so much more. Stay with us. I have gotten so many requests and so many complaints from listeners in the last 6+ months of where is the activated charcoal toothpaste and mouthwash? We only came out with it a year and a half ago, became a bestseller within 6 months, and now because of the COVID lockdowns and the shutdowns and the supply chain, we haven't had it. Finally, it came back in, a limited supply. Believe me, I'm happy too. It's a great toothpaste and it funds the InfoWar. So if you want to get it and stock up on it because you're already a fan or if you haven't tried it,
It's back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, discounted because of the COVID lockdown, because of the globalist siege on small businesses and companies in America. It's not been available for over 6 months, but now it's back in stock, and it's available at only two places, InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com. It is our activated charcoal toothpaste and mouthwash. So get your activated charcoal toothpaste, activated charcoal mouthwash with essential oils and more at InfoWarsStore.com and fund the InfoWar, a true 360 win.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
To an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
If we wake up to the globalist philosophy of designed implosion of civilization and the assanguination of all the technology and wealth into city-states, with all the rest of us living in a type of Hunger Games scenario, we can rally humanity together and stop Agenda 2030 and Agenda 2050. We didn't stop Agenda 21. We're inside of it right now, the post-industrial, post-human world. Next hour, I'm going to open the phones up. And popping in the third hour is a medical doctor who they almost killed in a hospital in Florida. A very prominent person's father was killed in the same hospital. They're not ready to come on at this point, but we have this doctor who also witnessed in the hospital coming on. And they also basically tried to kill Rob Dew, gave him no medicine, no steroids, no nothing. He went home and was fine. And, of course, they were coming at him with a ventilator. So this is a very serious situation. Roger Stone joins us for the next two segments. I appreciate him coming on. He's been very busy taking care of his wife, amazing lady, who's got lymphomic cancer, stage four, but she's fighting hard. I wanted to get him on a week ago about Cuomo, but he was just too busy with her, and I respect that and understand it. And then I wanted to get him on, obviously, about the Afghanistan thing. I called him yesterday, and he said, sure, we can get into that as well. He's had a lot of conversations with Trump, but can't say much about that, but we'll see what he can say about the big guy. And then, of course, we've also got the Mike Lindell thing last week, where I watched a lot of it. Great info came out, algorithms, proof of a lot of stuff around the world. That all got ignored by one poison pill, the same 8chan people that have set me up before. I've been through this rodeo. You live, you learn. I tried to warn Lindell on air and off air, but I'm not mad at him. He just got into this. He's bringing attention, so we're going to get Roger Stone's autopsy report on that situation and so much more. Roger, thank you for joining us.
Alex, it's great to be back here on InfoWars. I feel like I'm home. But we got a lot to go over. There's a lot happening in the country, so let's have at it.
What do you want to tackle first, Afghanistan?
That's a good enough place to start because, of course, it's dominating the news. The notion that we should be withdrawing our troops from the endless foreign wars around the globe where the neocons placed them was one of the central tenets that got Donald Trump elected. However, Donald Trump strategically covered our retreat with a tactical precision bombing the Taliban. Biden has not done that. So in other words, he has just withdrawn, and I think he increased the chances of the Taliban overrunning the country because of the method in which he withdrew. This is incompetence. I can go back and figure out how many tons of bombage the President Trump delivered against the Taliban when we were in the process of withdrawing. The fundamental problem here, I think, is pretty clear. You and I and most of the folks watching are not neocons, so we never should have gone to Afghanistan to begin with. While there, while we may have provided a stabilizing force, the problem was always the same. Whether we withdrew tomorrow or whether we withdrew 20 years from now, it was highly unlikely to collapse into chaos, tribal warfare, and so on. So at what point do you pull the plug? At what point do you say, enough American treasure, enough American blood, enough American dollars, and withdraw? So in this case, Biden's instincts were solid, but the way in which he did this was a major, major blunder.
Well, I was about to say, the military-industrial complex wanted to stay there. And so you said it perfectly, because I've talked to people that were deployed high-level there, CIA and Army and other groups just in the last 48 hours. Talked to a lot of folks, made a lot of phone calls. And they all said what you said. They said, look at 1991. Saddam is racing back out of Kuwait into Iraq. Tens of thousands of troops, hundreds of tanks, thousands of tanks and vehicles, and just a few dozen A-10 Warthogs destroyed all of them right there. So the Taliban wouldn't have come out on all those roads the same way and filled them up with 5-10-mile-long convoys to take the main cities if they knew there was going to be U.S. air support guarding the controlled build down, as they call it, or retreat. And if U.S. air power was going to back up, at least for a while, the Afghan freedom forces, they call it, or fighting force. So this was perfectly done to destroy the region, give it to the Taliban. You didn't misspeak. They are al-Qaeda. That's what it came out of. It's kind of the mother of al-Qaeda. And so the people above Biden, the controllers of Biden, have done this by design. They want to go back in the future. They want to destabilize that area of the world. But tell me if you agree with that statement, A, and then B, Roger Stone. What does this do to the puppet Biden? I mean, this has just destroyed him, in my view.
Well, I think this is harmful overall. First of all, we don't seem to ever listen or learn from the rules of history. One of the reasons that Reagan was able to essentially facilitate the collapse of Soviet Russia as a military force was the fact that they had gotten themselves mired in Afghanistan, and they were being bled to death by the Taliban. We were sitting back and watching. That was a key factor in Reagan's ability to squeeze the Russians. Then, immediately upon the election of George Bush, we turned around and put our foot in the exact same bear trap we had just seen the Russians grapple with. Never made any sense. You have to look, I think, across the foreign policy landscape. The North Koreans are threatening us with more vigor than ever before. The Red Chinese are harassing our ships in the South China Sea. The Russians have troops massed on the border of Crimea, making it very clear what their intentions are. And now the manner in which this Afghanistan withdrawal was staged just underlies the fundamental weakness of the Biden foreign policy. I'm not a big fan of former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, but he called this one exactly right. The manner in which we did this was a disaster.
Clearly, there are forces that wanted to stay there. Do you think they misadvised Biden to then be able to have a fiasco where we've got to go back in later?
It's certainly conceivable. Let's recognize that during the entire time of the Trump presidency, every time he wanted to withdraw our troops from Iraq or Afghanistan or Syria, there were vigorous objections from the Pentagon. And, of course, Lindsey Graham and others went out of their minds. They can't argue with the fundamental premise that the only thing right now maintaining stability is our presence. But how long do we have to pay for this? And how much of what we send there is essentially just being looted, being stolen? I saw pictures of the president's palace. Looks pretty nice. I think the American taxpayers paid for that.
Well, we certainly did. And now cavemen have taken over when they could have all been destroyed on the highway. That's the real proof here, as you said. No air cover, total stand down. Let them take over. This is just incredible.
It really is. But I think it will also have the effect of reminding the American people about the dangers of Islamic terrorism. This is something Laura Loomer has been particularly effective on. So this is not... What did they tell us? We had the Taliban on the run, the Bush administration told us. They were virtually destroyed. Clearly, that is not the case.
All right, we're going to go to break, and we're going to come back and get into Cuomo and what that signifies to the Democrats, why they throw him under the bus, what's coming next. And we'll also get an update on your wife. And I know that this is a sticky subject with Roger, but I heard she took the Pfizer shot before she got cancer, lymphomic cancer, which they say Pfizer flares up that. It's a hard subject, and we'll see if he'll talk about it on the other side. Roger Stone is our guest. We'll also tell you about his podcast and his show and more. Remember, he's just like me. The Taliban, which is Al-Qaeda, basically, has its Twitter and made its official announcement on Twitter. But Roger and I and the president, we're not allowed because we're evil, dirty Americans.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
America, there's only one way to win the spiritual war against the demons that are currently attacking our land. Step one comes from the Bible. Lay down the law by resting on the law. Now, do your resting on our pillowcases printed with His Ten Commandments. Find them at ProjectPillowTalk.com. Don't sleep on this message. Go to ProjectPillowTalk.com or call us at 877-289-7439. When you call, ask to receive another powerful spiritual weapon free. A CD packed with the secrets of forgiveness using all the instruments of praise written in the Bible. Free with your order of our Ten Commandment pillowcases. prices from ProjectPillowTalk.com. Get free shipping when you call or click 877-289-7439 or ProjectPillowTalk.com. Get your Ten Commandment pillowcases for only $29.95 per set and watch the darkness flee from the light.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Poundy Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to end one of the biggest sales of the year tomorrow. That's 50% off of Survival Shield X2, the Deep Earth Crystal Iodine that is essential for your immune system. So many people don't know it's essential. You die without iodine. The UN admits that over 2 billion people have cognitive disabilities because of lack of iodine. We have the best 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And we are going to get a new shipment in about a month. We're very close to selling out. So I'm going to keep it on sale, 50% off, until tomorrow evening. And then we've got a new sale on Wednesday, one of our best-selling products. Vitamin Mineral Fusion is going to be back in stock, but that will be the sale when that happens. The Boost Your Body's Natural Defenses, 7 to 50% off. Sale ends tomorrow. The vitamin C with zinc, it sold out. A bunch of other stuff sold out. Survival Shield X2, 50% off. Privacy pouches with 11 free bumper stickers. Pure turmeric extract back in stock, 50% off. Dr. Jones Naturals charcoal activated toothpaste back in stock, 33% off. The mouthwash, same thing. Emrix Essentials hand sanitizers that is all natural with eucalyptus, peppermint, and lavender, but kills all those bacteria. It's 25% off. It's all there. Lung cleanse, last day tomorrow, 50% off, and that funds our operation. Now, Roger did not solicit this, but we had a long talk yesterday, and I know you guys out there want to support Patriots to keep them in the fight. And we sent Roger the equipment so he could do his podcast. We want to try to get it on with us. He posted it, Man.Video. It's very popular. The average report gets about 50,000 views. But go check that out at Man.Video. But he's also doing well with his podcast. But I have a dog in the fight here, a dog in the hunt, as they say, when it comes to his wife. She's a great lady. I care about her. And if I can use an example of something that's happened to somebody to warn others, I will do it. And so I brought this up because I heard about this from a family friend of the Stones about a week ago. And I called Roger yesterday and I said, did your lovely, beautiful, awesome wife take a vaccine? And he said, yes, but I don't want to get into it. And I really pinned him down. I said, just tell me. And he said, Pfizer. And he said, but that's her business. And I said, she's got lymphomic cancer. I said, are you aware in the literature, we put it on screen, that those swell up and it's been triggering cancer in the lymph nodes. They've just swept it under the rug, also in the uterus. And he was not aware of that. But I found the articles during the break, guys. We put them on screen, please. So, again, I don't want to get in his business. I don't want to get in his life. But we care about her, and we care about everybody. And, again, it's attacking the breast, the uterus, and it's also going after the lymph nodes. And they're saying, oh, don't worry about a cancer designation the first 6 months after you had a shot. Except they're going in and saying it is malignant. There it is. That's ABC News on screen. So, to me, this is a huge issue, Roger. And I just wanted to say, I want to see your wife beat this. She's a tough lady. So tell us about as much as you can, because I heard this from somebody. Please don't get mad. You got mad yesterday. I never violate your wishes. But this time I kind of halfway did, and I apologize. But I care about her. And just please tell us what happened.
Well, Alex, I'm not going to comment on the specifics of my wife's health situation other than to say she's a strong, independent woman. She makes her own decisions. I will confirm she has non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. It has started in her armpit and spread to her lungs. She is waging a very broad battle against cancer, both medicinally, using a substantial number of homeopathic and holistic remedies that I have researched extensively. And, of course, there is the spiritual battle. So I'm not going to comment on what you said. I'm going to let it sit because I do think she's entitled to her privacy. The fact that I'm a vaccination skeptic, you know my views, but every individual person must make a decision for themselves whether to have the vaccination or not. I'm aware of the growing bank of data that demonstrates that the vaccination does not appear to be safe. If there were any FDA-approved vaccination or improved injection on the market today with 45,000 deaths, it would have been pulled by now. So I'm opposed to the designation by the FDA for permanent status of a vaccination that did not go through clinical trials. And I think it is kind of obvious to everyone that if the big manufacturers have no legal liability for the side effects of that which they produce, they bear no responsibility. There's no downside to them if, in fact, we learn in the long term that these vaccinations are extraordinarily dangerous.
Perfectly well said. Let me just say this respectfully, because I want to save lives, and I understand people's privacy and people's issues, and I totally get it, sir. And we're good friends. I was told this by somebody pretty close to you, and they were saying I ought to try to, you know, get you or her on to warn people. But it's a pretty big deal that Roger Stone's wife took the Pfizer, you confirmed that, and then, what, 3-4 months later got diagnosed with lymphomic cancer. When that's one of the main things. And they say, oh, don't worry, it's not really cancer, but it is. That is such a bombshell thing. That is. And of course, we don't blame her. You know, people trust their doctors. Normal vaccines actually do work a lot of the time. This isn't really a vaccine. So I'm sorry to get into your business. It's just that, and I apologize for it, but then I still do it, just because this is a big deal.
Well, let me put it this way. Back in February, my wife, who, as you know, was my absolute rock during my trial, who was absolutely adamant that I not even consider the efforts by Robert Mueller to make me flip and testify falsely against the president, which they wanted to use as an article of impeachment against him. I can't imagine life without her. She's always been there for me. Back in February, however, she had a full physical with blood work, chest x-rays, and so on, and she was in perfect health. So this has come quickly. I'm neither going to confirm nor deny her status in terms of the vaccination, because I think it's a private matter, and this is a public forum. But this this kind of aggressive stage four cancer, this quickly, is extraordinarily rare.
Okay, but Roger, the point is, because this is important for the news, because I want to save lives here by people learning about this. I'm not making this up, though.
I'm not claiming that you did. All I'm saying is that I would neither confirm it or deny it. But I think I've made my position here very clear.
No, you have. You have. Just, well, thank you for doing it. Let's go to break. Come back and get into Cuomo. But you didn't ask for this, but I want to do it. Let's make sure she gets the treatment she needs, including all the natural stuff she's doing on top of it. You said she's a trooper. Tell us how your wife's doing and how do people, because they want to hurt you. They want to hurt her. We want to keep you in the fight. You're like a standard of patriotism they want to bring down. The left hates you. How do we support Roger Stone? How do we find your show? How do we get your book? How do we buy your T-shirts?
Well, the key here is that I was forced to become a kind of an expert on cancer, studying every single therapy I could that was both all natural and non-toxic. For example, intravenous infusions of certain at megadose levels of certain vitamins, C, D, B17, and certain other peptides, THC and CBD therapy. These things are extraordinarily expensive. Mueller wiped us out financially. I think people know that. The Biden Justice Department is suing me today in a civil action against back taxes, which they will lose. So people who want to help us pay for the alternative therapies to help my wife can go to stonefamilyfund.com. Stonefamilyfund.com. Alex, I've got to be honest with you. I've had to put finishing my book aside, my podcast, Get Stoned, now on the excluded.com network, has taken a bit of a backseat. Formal launch is in September. My main focus right now is my wife's health and making sure she has everything she needs to wage this incredible battle.
Well, that's right. And again, listeners have kept us on air. I'm really proud of the listeners, by the way. Since they tried to set up Lindell and planted that fake info on him, most of his information was accurate. He did a great job. We've actually seen sales in MyPillow.com with promo code Alex increase. And so I want to just salute and thank all the listeners for keeping us all on air. We're not perfect. We stumble, we fall, but we mean well, and we're fighting back. And that's why we need your support, and we love you. Please support our local AM and FM affiliates, TV affiliates. Call them, spread the word, become a sponsor, make a donation. That's how you keep us on air. Roger, again, how do people who are listening on the radio, they can see it on screen, make a donation to really fight for your wife's life? After all you've done, after what she's been through, you really are a bulldog for freedom that we need to keep in the fight and support and celebrate.
Folks can go to stonefamilyfund.com. That's stonefamilyfund.com to support my wife in this epic struggle with cancer. People can go to the revamped stonecoldtruth.com, where we will be airing a weekly video podcast. People can go to my Band TV channel because I'm continuing to load some terrific content there.
Band video. Absolutely. All right, stay there. We're going to come back and do 5 more minutes on Cuomo, then let you go. That I'm going to open the phones up on Afghanistan, on the deadly vaccines, on the fact that, is it the same for you around the country? Everybody I know, like half people I know, are sick with COVID right now. I mean, it's just exploding everywhere.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
For only 1 week, we're running Boost Your Body's...